Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The late night host weighed in on the efforts to break up Facebook into separate companies. Trevor Noah said, remember how back in the day we all had that cousin, you know, the cousin home from college was like, I'm not giving the corporations my private photos. And most of us were like, man, we get what you're saying, but you're also a vegan. But now more and more, the rest of us are like, huh, maybe I shouldn't have given that big tech a perfect scan of my face so they can recognize me wherever I go on the planet. Colbert said, yeah, it's just like Monopoly, except every time you pass go, instead of getting $200, Zuckerberg sells your data to a Moldovan spam farm. Trevor again. And can I just say, I'm very impressed that so many government officials are willing to come out against Facebook, especially when you consider how much Facebook knows about them. That's not even a joke. That's just on point, Colbert. So the FTC is saying that Facebook must be broken up. To be clear, Facebook has not been broken up yet, but it has changed its status to it's complicated. That's good. Trevor, what amazes me is that even though America's so divided right now, almost every state agrees that something needs to be done about big tech. And look, whatever the merits of this particular lawsuit, the fact that it was brought at all should be a warning for Facebook, because if what you're doing is so egregious that you're bringing California and Mississippi together, you've messed up. Colbert, of course, if Facebook does break up, it faces the daunting task of going through and manually untagging all the photos of it together. And Colbert says, so Facebook could be in real trouble, which seems crazy since they look so happy in all those pics they post. Their life is definitely way better than mine. New topic in a tweet, Jimmy Kimmel. If there's one sentence that sums up 2020, it's Joe Exotic asked Kim Kardashian to help him get a pardon from Donald Trump. Did you watch the Elf reunion on Sunday night? The Hollywood Reporter did. Comedian Ashley Nicole Black hosted the event and also took part in the reading, noting that she'd seen the movie so many times, she was not using a script. Will Ferrell and Zooey Deschanel were in it. Other original cast members, Bob Newhart, Ed Asner, Mary Steenburgen, Amy Sedaris, Kyle Glass, and Andy Richter were there. Other roles were filled by special guests. John Lithgow played James Caan's role of Walter. Wanda Sykes played the manager of the department store Christmas display, and Danny Woodburn played Peter Dinklage's role as children's author Miles Finch. Ken Jeong, Ed Helms, and Busy Phillips also joined the event. In the film, director Jon Favreau plays a doctor. In this version, Pod Save America host and speechwriter Jon Favreau filled in for Jon Favreau. That's kind of fun, especially because this was a political event. The 1 hour, 40 minute live reading didn't feature any reminiscing or chatter among the actors. However, Helms did warn viewers during a brief break that the story would not feature the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town, as the movie did, but the cast would sing Jingle Bells instead. Helms said, apparently, we think that perhaps Republicans own the rights of that song because we got an unkind email when we asked for the rights to do it. That's what I heard anyway. Who knows? The goal for the event was to raise $400,000. The total raised at the start of the event was $325,000, and by the end, donations had reached $402,966. Jerry Seinfeld's making the rounds again. I'm not sure why. I saw a couple Seinfeld articles in the last 24 hours. This one from the New York Times. Jerry Seinfeld rarely laughs while he's reading. The Times said, what books are on your nightstand? Jerry said, I only have one book on the nightstand at a time because I'm a very slow reader and I really enjoy making a book glass. If I'm going to bother to read a book, I don't want it to end quickly. I don't binge. I like to sip, and I don't read a lot of books, honestly, but I have really turned to it during the virus time because it's cozy and I like it better than most shows. When I watch a show, I see script pages and I see acting. Having done what I've done, I'd find it harder to get into. I'll take a time out there. I can totally, totally understand that. If I go to like the school play where my kids are performing, I'm sitting there nitpicking the sound. I'm like, oh, they didn't mic this person right. What they should do is this, this, this. I totally know what's going on through Jerry's brain there, and I drive my family crazy. So the book that's on my stand right now that I'm really, really enjoying is called Four of the Three Musketeers by Robert Bader, and it's a very, very long detailed of the history of the Marx Brothers. I actually know Robert Bader. Name dropper by me. Bader's a cool guy. I worked with him on Bing Crosby Christmas Radio in another life. He is a huge fan of the Marx Brothers. So, Jerry Seinfeld, do you favor long books? Asked the New York Times. Jerry Seinfeld said, nah, I don't care if it's long or short. I just care that the person is a great writer and the world is a world we want to be in. That's it. That's Bader. It's a ridiculous book. I don't know what this guy was thinking, that he would spend this much time and do this much work on the Marx Brothers. This is not an old book. It's from like 2016, but he did the most incredible job of research, and he's also a very good writer. And you know, to me, the history of the Marx Brothers is kind of the invention of comedy, not just as a substance, but as a business. And also, if I could put this the right way, they emerged as Jews in New York City, just kind of come out and going, by the way, we're better at this than anybody. And ever since then, you can trace, I mean, you could trace comedy, obviously, back to the Greeks. But in terms of what you see now in the world, the Tigris and the Euphrates to me is the Marx Brothers and vaudeville in the teens and early 20s of the last century. Jerry, please describe your ideal reading experience. When, where, what, how, said the Times. I like to read at night because it puts you to sleep, which I don't like. I like to get up in the morning before I get dressed and leave the bedroom. I like to take the book and just spend half an hour to start my day. That's how I like to start the day. It's very comfortable, and you know, and you always have a lot of energy. I don't know. I just enjoy it more in the morning. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people, or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries. A quick note here. CNN had a thing called Heroes on Sunday night. Jim Gaffigan and Patton Oswalt were on it. I was unable to find any information about it other than Jim Gaffigan and Patton Oswalt part of Heroes. The only reason I know this is because I was writing for our sister podcast, which is called Palace Intrigue, which is all about the royal family, and Meghan Markle was there. And I was collecting the Meghan Markle story, and I saw Jim Gaffigan and Patton Oswalt, so I pulled their names out, did some research, but that's all I could tell you. They were on a show. From comicbook.com, Scott Gimple of The Walking Dead says, "We're working on a straight Walking Dead comedy right now. We're not making fun of our world, but it's just more of a comedic take on the world." Please stop. Do not make this. This is a mistake. I'm warning you. Don't make it. Unless Adam Sandler's in it, in which case it'll make $50 million, because Adam Sandler, everything he touches goes to gold. Don't make this. Gimple said it would be silly not to try to tell different types of stories, including those not connected to the television shows or the franchise's upcoming feature film trilogy centered on Rick Grimes. Gimple said, "I think it's the future of television. There isn't just one way to do it because this is such a big world with such different stories. It'd be silly not to do that." Don't make that. From The Independent, Netflix has announced 7 new scripted series as part of an effort to invest in UK-based productions. One of them, Man vs. Bee, created by Rowan Atkinson and Johnny English's Will Davies. It'll star Atkinson as a man who feuds with a bee while house-sitting in an opulent mansion. The series, a comedy, 10 episodes, each lasting 10 minutes. We tried this with Quibi, guys. We want longer. Another show, The Red Zone, is a comedy about the world of professional football, which us Yankees call soccer. I assume it's about soccer football. It's a UK show. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's a British take on gridiron football, which would be weird. The Red Zone is a comedy about the world of professional football. Wait, it's called The Red Zone, which is what we call our channel. Now, I don't know what this is about. I'm going to assume it's about soccer. Written by sports journalist Borny Rone and Jonathan Liu. And not at all like Ted Lasso, which, as you know, is a comedy that takes place in the world of professional football. Lockwood & Company, science fiction. It focuses on a ragtag crew of supernatural ghost hunters, not to be confused with the Amazon show Ghost Hunters. A suit said, "UK-made stories really do speak to the world." And that is your comedy news for today. You have no idea how many edits I made and how many times I said a phrase like, "Take 5, UK stories really do speak to the world. That is your comedy news for today. A lot of busted takes. I don't know. I'm tired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Follow the show on Spotify. Thank you for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.